Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baltimore Ravens taking care of business yesterday in the division against the Cleveland Browns. And right now, Ed, Browns just aren't very good. They haven't been good for a while since Baker Mayfield left. They are 2-8 on the year. And they're so bad that you have the gang's best pass rusher put together two games where you had 9 combined sacks. And you can't even win those games. How bad are the Browns right now? Are they the worst team in football?
No, Titans are the worst team in football.
Okay.
But the Browns are right there. They've been rebuilding since 1964, their last championship. I mean, they're just terrible, terrible. And they say, with a defense like that, you're a two-win team. It's unbelievable. But Garrett has 15 sacks now. He had, like I said, 4 yesterday, 5 against the Patriots 2 weeks ago. He's something else. But the Browns, they're just bad. They really are. They can't figure out the quarterback situation. They're in the middle of another mess now. And even when they had a good quarterback, Baker Mayfield, they mistreated him, and now he's having success with the Buccaneers. It just, they can't get out of their own way, but good.
Jeremy, I don't think they want to get out of their way. You know why? Okay, they traded Joe Flacco within the division. If they had Joe Flacco right now, they'd at least have 4 wins. They don't want 4 wins.
No.
4 wins won't get them what they want in the draft. They have 2 first-round draft picks, and they have 2 quarterbacks who stink. And allegedly, the quarterback that came in the game second yesterday stinks less than the one who started the game. We don't know whether that's true or not. But I think this is corporate tanking. You can't get 53 people to agree to lose a game. So the best thing you do, is to get a coach who's probably going to be done at the end of the year, the worst roster that he can have.
You don't put your best foot forward.
Right.
That's what it is.
For administration.
Yeah, I've talked about this. It's easier to see it in basketball where you're like, wait a minute, where are these guys getting all the minutes? Mm-hmm. Well, because we're not trying. We're not telling you we're not trying, mm-hmm. but we're showing you we're not. And like, this is where it gets me with these teams, because Cleveland does not want to win. I have no issue with them trading Joe Flacco. Like, part of me was even saying maybe they just don't want to throw Shador out there with the way that this team's set up with the offensive line and all that. I don't think that's it at all. I just don't think either one of those guys are any good. Shador or Gabriel. Mm-hmm. I think we, like,
but I don't again, either. I think they're both terrible.
Time will tell with Shador, but people want to give mm-hmm. him credit. It's like, you see how he scrambled? Yeah, I saw when he scrambled for the 20-yard sack when he ran backwards.
Yeah.
And granted, that was on third down, so it's hard to fault him for that. But, like, let it play out and see if he's good or bad before you want to crown him. But the interesting thing, too, with the Browns team here, and we look at this division, is why would these teams want to win right now? They've got so many things to figure out. And I know people are like, that's counterproductive. It's in the business model. If the business model, if losing is better for you to get better sooner, then it makes sense to lose.
Yeah.
Even though you can't tell your players to do that.
And what league can you get better in the draft faster than the National Football League?
You just got to find the right guy. Just don't be the Jets.
Well, the Browns.
Don't be the Browns. You guys are still going to stink. Sorry.
The two other divisional teams played one another as well. The Steelers beating the Bengals 34-12. Bad news is Aaron Rodgers went out. They're saying it could be a broken left wrist. Mason Rudolph came in. He did go 12-16 for 127 and a touchdown. But do not be fooled. I probably would have went 10-16 against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. You ain't winning a lot of games with Mason Rudolph.
No, you're not. But you know whose backup quarterback's better than their starter? The Steelers, because Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers. That dog don't hunt now, man. The passes he throws, the decisions he makes, it's mm-hmm. that's the worst defense in football. And I know, like, backups can come in and have success. Like, there were open players all over the field, and he just wasn't hitting them.
Right. Kind of funny. Since he grew that mustache, He looked like Freddie Mercury was playing quarterback. He really did. He had a little, overbite, it looked like. He had the mustache. I'm like, aw.
Pittsburgh Steelers with Mason Rudolph. You think they're better off? You think Aaron Rodgers is not as good as Rudolph, but you think they're better off with Rudolph?
I think they're a better team with him than with Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
And like, can I say this? They suck either way.
Okay.
They like it's like
they just suck less.
Yes. I just think Aaron Rodgers is a detriment to that offense. He does not make good decisions anymore. He does not get the ball from point A to point B. Mason Rudolph's arm looked stronger than Aaron Rodgers yesterday in throwing some of the deep
balls. At this point, it probably is. There was a rumor that Mike Tomlin had to briefly chin check Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Not physically, but, you know, like, hey, ooh.
Proverbial.
Yeah. In Pittsburgh, dude.
I'm going to check your chin.
You're not in Green Bay. You ain't ruling nobody over here. But I don't like, this is a bad division. It's a good time for the Ravens to start 1-4. If ever there was a good time, Ed, for the Ravens to start 1-4, this is the year for it. Because any other time you start off at 1-4 in the AFC North, you and I both know, you're not catching up.
No, because the AFC North used to be like the AFC West, where you got, you know, three teams who head for the playoffs usually. So, yeah, this is a very, very fortunate for them because, frankly, if they were in any division other than this one, they'd have a tough time. I mean, even, you know, Indy's 8-2. The Broncos 9-2. New England's 9-2. Those are division leaders. At 5-5, that's a hell of a climb, and they don't have that. They're only, what, half a game behind the Steelers?
Hey, they were 1-4. Won the next game to go 2-4, and national people were saying that they were the best team in the division.
Yeah,
at 2-4.
Yeah,
that's
they were still favored to win the division, even though everybody here is going, this team sucks. They're not winning. Why are we talking? Remember all the people saying, why are we talking playoffs? Mm-hmm. This is why, because your division is hot ass. Like it's just these teams suck, man.
Not has a hot ass.
No,
it's just hot ass.
Yeah, it's just you describe
hot ass to us.
Like you can smell it from 3 feet away.
Yeah,
you know,
and,
like,
and after you let it go, the heat is still there.
Yes, you know, like when you played pickup ball against somebody and they went to back you down, you're like, come on, man, you ain't showered. When's the last time you took?
Yeah. I know what you're
talking. I didn't think he was going to.
What?
You ain't I thought you were
showered. He definitely, I can smell it. Did you wipe?
Oh, like, my God, Jerry.
Hot ass.
I thought you had thought that we were not on air.
The only team worse is that the only division worse is the NFC East.
Oh,
After the Eagles,
nothing.
Three win teams.
I was looking.
3-3-2. That's how it goes. 3-3-2. That's the wins for the rest of them.
I was trying to find reasons to take the Raiders tonight plus the points. Mm-hmm. I like the under, but it's funny. As I'm looking at the game, I'm going, wow, the Cowboys have the Eagles next week. Could there be a look-ahead game? I said, what the hell are they looking ahead for, man? They can't beat who's in front of them. It doesn't matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.